Leading the news, the mother-in-law of Australian terrorist Khalid Sharouf says authorities did nothing to help her get her daughter and five grandchildren out of Syria. Last week, the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, criticised Karen Nettleton for taking her plea to the press, but she told 7:30 Australian authorities ultimately refused to help.
I was devastated because who else do you go to get help to get your children out of a place like that?
Now, the AFP says it can't comment on individual cases, but the government has repeatedly warned against any travel to Syria. To other news, the notorious Calabrian mafia has infiltrated the highest levels of politics in Australia. A joint ABC Fairfax investigation found the mafia is exploiting loopholes in political donation laws. On one occasion, a man with mafia associations met then Prime Minister John Howard at a fundraising event. It is not suggested Mr. Howard knew of the connection. A man and two police officers have been injured in an explosion on the New South Wales mid-north coast. The officers were at a Coffs Harbour unit around 7 last night when the blast occurred. A 32-year-old policeman, a 23-year-old female officer and a 50-year-old man were taken to hospital. And Greece has announced banks around the country will stay closed on Monday amid fears of a rush on the banks. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras called for calm and said bank deposits were safe.